Morning prayer readings for Tuesday, the 16th of August 2011. First readings from Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 1 to 15. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of King Zedekiah of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. At that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and the prophet Jeremiah was confined in the court of the guard that was in the palace of the king of Judah, where King Zedekiah of Judah had confined him. Zedekiah had said, "Why do you prophesy and say, 'Thus says the Lord, I'm going to give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it'? King Zedekiah of Judah shall not escape out of the hands of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be given into the hands of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him face to face, and see him eye to eye, and he shall take Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he shall remain until I attend to him, says the Lord. Though you fight against the Chaldeans, you shall not succeed." Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me. Hanamel, son of your uncle Shallum, is going to come to you and say, 'Buy my field that is Anathoth, for the right of redemption by purchase is yours.' Then my cousin Hanamel came to me in the court of the guard, in accordance with the word of the Lord, and said to me, 'Buy my field that is at Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, for the right of possession and redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field at Anathoth from my cousin Hanamel, and weighed out the money to him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed the deed, sealed it, got witnesses, and weighed the money on the scales. Then I took the sealed deed of purchase, containing the terms and conditions, and the open copy, and I gave the deed of purchase to Baruch, son of Neriah, son of Messiah, in the presence of my cousin Hanamel, in the presence of the witnesses who signed the deed of purchase, and in the presence of all the Judeans who were sitting in the court of the guard. In their presence I charged Baruch, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, both this sealed deed of purchase and this open deed, and put them in an earthenware jar, in order that they may last for a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land.'" This is quite a long reading, so I probably split this this brief podcast. This wonderful reading from Jeremiah. It's the eve of destruction. The end of the kingdom is coming. It's very, very close. And it makes me immediately think of some wonderful documents that I remember studying years ago called the Lachish Letters. And they were written, literally carved, onto bits of pot, and which is the way of writing at that time. And they were messages sent backwards and forwards between two army commanders in the field, particularly in the town of Lachish, which was a border town at this time. And the letters talk about seeing the fires of the enemy army on the horizon. And one of them has a tantalizing mention of a prophet who is being accused of weakening the hand of the army by prophesying destruction. Might have been Jeremiah, might have been someone else, it doesn't matter, but it sets the scene for this moment. And the painful and the poignant thing about those letters is you know that Lachish was completely destroyed and everyone was killed, so these army commanders were literally writing on the eve of destruction. And so Jeremiah's prophecy, whether anyone likes it or not, is about to be fulfilled. There will be destruction. And it doesn't matter how much the king complains about it, the end is coming soon. But the focus of this reading is the hope for the future, that Jeremiah is encouraged to put something aside, to think that one day it will be over, and to begin planning for that. When we face destruction, we tend to give up. We tend to think that's the end. But actually, there are often times when we have to buy a field, buy some space in the future, begin to think, begin to live as if the future will be better. Where are our fields? What are we planning for? What are we hoping for as we look beyond the difficulties we face today?